الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Recently I was visiting New York, and what's interesting is that New York is filled with, at least a city proper, is filled with a lot of skyscrapers and a lot of really tall buildings. And you know, sometimes you'll sort of drive through or you'll walk through and you sort of appreciate the different architecture. And then you're sort of caught by one structure in particular that just sort of towers over the rest. And so all of that conversation that you have in your mind or with someone else about this building and that building and the way this looks and the height of this, you know, the moment you sort of come across the tallest building, all of a sudden, the conversation changes completely. Right? Because now it's shifted in a different direction, which is now that you have this differential created between the tallest tower amongst those, that it stands out to such a degree where all the other competition sort of just disappears in your mind and things like that. You may have experienced this, right? Sometimes you'll see this. You'll walk up and you see the tallest tower and you're like, oh man, I thought it was A, B, or C, and you realize that there's something much bigger. You know, this applies to so many things in life where there's, like, you could say a lot of things that are on the same level, but then the moment you come across something that's substantially more noticeable or higher, all of a sudden the competition gets completely eliminated. You know, another example, simple example, is cars, right? You know, sometimes you'll have discussions, you'll go to like the auto show for instance, and you're appreciating this luxury vehicle, it's in the range of 50 or 60K, and you're appreciating this new electric vehicle, and you're discussing and arguing about which one's the best. And then pulls up a Bugatti that's, and not like the $3 million one, the $13 million one. And now all of a sudden, that's everyone's focus and attention is on that. And now everything else that we were sort of arguing about at that basal level, quote unquote, it's all just disintegrated. The competition's completely just disappeared. It's leveled by this one thing that sort of towers over the rest. This applies to so many things in life. It applies to physical things. It sometimes applies to experiences that people have. You know, you go through life and you realize that, like, you're stressing out about your, you know, the heater not working, or you're stressing about difficulty related to work, or you're stressing about, and then all of a sudden some major life incident hits. You know, you lose a loved one, a very close loved one, you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, and now all of those other things that were catching my attention, all of a sudden, they're all at this level. This now sort of towers over everything else, and it just eliminates the competition below. Because what happens is that when there's a differential created between something and everything else, it almost removes the potential, or it removes the competition that exists, recognizing that these are all at much lower levels. Now, this applies in this world. It also applies in our appreciation of sincerity. Now, for those of you that were in the gathering a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the incident of a Sahabi during the journey to Tabuk, the expedition to Tabuk, and about a companion of the Prophet ﷺ who essentially had a very, very sincere intention about wanting to go on this expedition but was unable to, and essentially as a substitute made dua to Allah that he be able to go, and if he had the means, he would actually facilitate and support the entire group that was going. And we learn from this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ shared with them that Allah accepted this person's intention, and now things were multiplied. So the question then comes up, right, in the context of this discussion is, well, how exactly is it that I develop this degree of sincerity in my heart? The question comes about sincerity, because, and this is such a common question that that I often get, and others may have, you know, just contemplating in their own mind, like, what does it mean to truly be sincere in the things that I do for the sake of Allah? What does it mean, and more importantly, how is it that I develop it? I mean, the amount of times that goes through our mind, am I doing this for Allah or for someone else or something else, right? I'm praying. Am I praying because someone else is watching me? Am I praying because this is what everyone does? Well, how do I actually develop this sincere intention behind anything that I do in this life? Whether it be related to worship, whether it be related to any other effort I put in. How is it that I develop that sincerity? And the key, oh, let me put it this way. What is the main challenger to sincerity? It is a competing intention. It's a competing intention. If I'm trying to be sincere in my approach to Allah Ta'ala, the only thing that's going to challenge that, the competition of other things that are potentially attracting my sincerity, or potentially attracting my attention. So I give you examples, right? You know, sometimes that is someone else, meaning it's the competing intention now is, I'm supposed to be doing it for the sake of Allah, but now the competing intention is, well, maybe someone else can watch me. So then that becomes fame or prestige or popularity. Sometimes that competing intention becomes a personal sense of worth and self, of the self, which is that if I do this, then I'll feel good about myself. When in reality, true sincerity is doing something solely and purely for the sake of Allah and Allah alone. Sometimes it's challenged by a potential financial benefit that may come up from a particular transaction, right? So for instance, if I am giving in charity, but I know that I'm gonna get a tax deduction at the end of the year, and this is partly what's driving it, you know, that potentially becomes a competition. So the challenger to sincerity is all of these other potential motivations, right? So what is the solution? I mean, all of these sort of appear to be on the same level for the average believer, doing something for Allah, but then also doing it for someone else, but then also potentially getting a financial gain out of it, but also getting some psychological benefit out of it. They're all, for many people, just on the same playing field. But and that's where the problem lies, is that those things that compete with Allah Ta'ala, we see them on the same playing field, but in reality, the reality is that there is a significant differential between the status of Allah Ta'ala in this world, as it pertains to our world, and everything else that comes. And that becomes the solution by which I develop sincerity in my heart. And I'm gonna explain this so it sits well with everyone, which is that for the common person, you know, yeah, I think about sincerity in the context of, let me do it for the sake of Allah, but then I also have these other things that may be in the background. But now if I, instead of thinking about who I'm doing it for, or the reason behind why I'm doing it, if instead now in my heart I develop an understanding and appreciation of who Allah Ta'ala really is, then everything else becomes leveled. Because none of those things impress me anymore. None of those things grab my attention anymore. If I know who Allah is in the context of who human beings are, I could care less what human beings think of me when I perform any effort or action. Because ultimately, the being of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's supremacy, His greatness, His majesty, etc., 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 it's so much more dominant over all of human beings that if that becomes my focus in my heart, automatically I'm going to become sincere. Because why wouldn't I do it for the Most Supreme when I'm here looking at the competition, which is essentially nothing? So the differential is where our focus should be. Meaning, if I feel that there is insincerity in my heart, the problem is not with me reminding myself, do it for the sake of Allah, do it for the sake of Allah, do it for the sake of Allah. The challenge is, do I truly appreciate who Allah is? And if I can bring that into my life, then I no longer have to ask the question of intention or sincerity anymore. The challenge lies in understanding, not understanding who Allah is, but Allah Ta'ala's superiority over every single other thing in this universe. Be it people, be it pursuits, be it opportunities, Allah Ta'ala supersedes all of these things. And that's where we lack. You know, the fact that I, in my mind, sometimes want to do something for the sake of someone else, that's fine. What we're lacking in is we're not actually seeing, and I'm being figurative here, I'm not being literal in any sense here, this tower of Allah Ta'ala's greatness that levels all other competition, we're not appreciating that. And that's where our challenge lies, right? I mean, think about it. Allah Ta'ala's greatness, His majesty, His supremacy, His perfection, His ability to create. I mean, all of these things are so above the abilities of anything else in this world. Of anything else in this universe, if we just appreciated that differential, then it would resolve the issue of insincerity within the hearts of every single believer, and I mean, at least in my own heart. At least in my own heart. So it takes an understanding that there is a differential. And that means that if I want to strengthen, if I struggle with insincerity, right? If I struggle with insincerity and potentially doing things for other reasons or motivations, I should recognize the root cause, right? The root cause of this is that I haven't appreciated the differential between Allah Ta'ala and everything else in this world. So then that transitions us into the solution as well, which is, what is necessary for me to be able to create this differential? If I know that my insincerity lies in me not understanding Allah's greatness over the rest of every single thing in existence, right? That what it, and I know that, and the solution then means, well, I now have to create that differential in my life. So what are the ways, what are the two ways that a person does this? What are the two ways that a person does this? Number one, it's really important that we learn about the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. It's essential that we, especially those of us that are seeking Allah, we're here trying to remember Allah, it's essential that we learn about Allah Ta'ala's attributes. Because when we study the attributes that He shared with us in the Quran and through the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and we really begin to learn about what these mean, again, all of the competition gets blown away. You know, there is a generous person, and then there's the most generous. You know, there's a creator of things, and then there's the creator, right? There's a person who's merciful and kind, and then there is the all-merciful and the all-kind. And the difference between these two beings, or these two descriptions, it's so substantial. If we understood it, we learned about it, we taught ourselves it, we sat in the gatherings where Allah's greatness is exemplified, right? That's the first step that we must take. It's about educating ourselves here. The second way by which we create this differential is to engage our hearts in the remembrance of Allah. It's to engage our hearts in the remembrance of Allah. Look, I mentioned that the root cause is this differential that doesn't exist in our life, and we should create this differential. And that's partly created by knowledge, but that's also created by engaging our heart in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Because when the heart is engaged in Allah's remembrance, what ends up happening is that now every thought we have, every action that we take, everything is going to be a constant reminder of Allah. And that constant reminder of Allah Ta'ala, when it fills our heart, that sort of, that becomes a reminder by which we're able to see the reality of this world. One thing is knowing. Academically knowing, and that's important. But another thing is actually experiencing. And if I can experience within my heart an understanding of the differential of Allah Ta'ala over the rest of the world, life becomes a piece of cake. It becomes the answer to my problems. It becomes the solution to all of the challenges that I face. And in the context of this discussion, this becomes the resolution for any insincerity that I may experience in this world. You know, it's interesting because Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, in his book of Ihya, he talks about this problem of sincerity that people struggle with. It's one of the chapters. And he mentions that the perfection of sincerity, if I want to reach the pinnacle of sincerity with Allah, that station is the station of Sidq, which translates as the station of truthfulness. But we think about truthfulness very simplistically, as in truthfulness is that I speak the truth from my tongue and I never tell a lie. But the station of Sidq, which is the ultimate truthfulness, is that I'm true to myself and true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, I'm true to myself and I'm true in appreciating the differential that Allah ta'ala has over all of us and over all of creation. And that's that's the pinnacle of sincerity, is to really be true and understand the truth is what Sidq is. You know, recognizing my insignificance and the insignificance of the rest of the universe as it compares to the most significant, that's Sidq. So the summary of the discussion today is that, you know, it's not uncommon for, and this is sort of a part two for what we talked about last time, it's not uncommon for us to struggle on the inside with my intention? It's such a common question that plagues especially younger people, but honestly, I hear this all the time from even for people of all ages, which is, I really don't know, am I doing this for the sake of Allah or am I doing it for something else? Or I really feel like I'm doing it for someone else. And that's a real problem. The problem is rooted in me not understanding who Allah is. And if I can bring this understanding, both academically and within my heart, of who Allah Ta'ala is, and how much more superior and powerful and great He is over every single thing else, all of those things that are competing for our attention, be it people, be it fame, be it prestige, be it likes, be it financial gain, be it whatever other gain it may be, it resolves the issue of insincerity. It's interesting, this is just a side point, this is a separate discussion all in and of itself. Sometimes you actually have to taste the emptiness of the return that comes from insincerity in order to recognize how incomplete it is. Meaning, this is just a side point that's coming to mind. You know, when sometimes we pray, and we pray and we think that we challenge ourselves, I'm praying and I'm coming to the masjid because people can see me. And there's a potential return that comes with people seeing me. Fame, popularity, they think better of me. But eventually when you get enough of that, you'll realize how empty that really is. You know, someone gains fame, for instance, because of some video they posted about the deen, and now all of a sudden they're following all the people, they're looking at all the people that are following them and liking them. And in the first few times it feels good, right? Because you're like, you know, people are noticing me. Eventually when you do it enough, you begin to see how futile it is and how insignificant that return ends up being. So I guess what I'm trying to say, it's a side point, what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, sometimes when you actually fully experience that, all of those things that we do things insincerely for, and over time, and with enough of it, you realize none of this is worth it. And the return that I get from Allah Ta'ala, right, alone, is far more worth it than the return I get from anyone else. And that almost becomes a solution for someone who's insincere. You know, sometimes people, we'll ask about the insincerity. I'll say, go ahead and get it all. Get the fame, do it for the wrong reason, as much as possible. Guaranteed you'll come back in a year and say, there's nothing there. There's no benefit ultimately on the other side, right? So it's also almost a reverse. You have to almost go there and experience how useless doing things for the sake of other people are, only to finally come back and realize, subhanAllah, ultimately Allah Ta'ala is supreme. He's the one that gives, He's the one that returns, He's the one that truly appreciates my prayer, my efforts, my sacrifice, any action that I take. No one is more appreciative than Allah. And I'm only going to, and sometimes I'll only appreciate that when I've tried to taste the appreciation of others, which for the most part doesn't exist in this world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be sincere in our actions and our efforts. May Allah ta'ala allow us to appreciate His attributes and learn about His greatness. And may Allah ta'ala allow our hearts to be engaged in His remembrance such that differential can be created in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.